And on the line now I have Angela Broderick from the East Wall Residents Association. Hello, Angela, how are you?
Hello, Noel, how are you?
Happy everybody Christmas busy, everybody very busy down there. Before we talk about the Rising Stars, tell us about some of the things you're doing down there for the Christmas.
Well, we had, last weekend, we had the Paddy the Butcher, who's become famous in Ireland, I think, at this stage, where he Santa comes down to the butcher shop and gives gifts to the children. And the butcher shop is all decorated. He has a beautiful Christmas window in it, and he's done it every year.
Mm-hmm.
We had that last weekend. Then tomorrow at 5 o'clock, we have the switching on of the East Wall Christmas tree of remembrance. And then on Sunday, we have our Christmas fair in the Sean O'Casey Community Centre. That's from 12 o'clock to 5 o'clock tomorrow. Sunday.
Okay, tell me about the East Wall Tree of Remembrance, because people come from all over the world have sent stuff in to put on the tree. What does it signify?
That's correct. The tree, the East Wall Tree of Remembrance, it's unique in that it's completely community-based. And our Christmas tree is organised by the Residents Association. And the Christmas tree is dedicated to all East Wallers, past, present, and including the East Wall diaspora.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody can put a dedicated decoration on the tree. And we write the names on yellow ribbons. So we can have names of people maybe who have passed on or people from East Wall around the world. So we have with names from people living in Canada, Dubai, Australia, America. We could have people in Burton, Port and Donegal. You know, anywhere that the East Wall diaspora is, we have a dedication to them on the tree.
Okay, and sorry, go on.
Yeah, sorry. What they have done is, over the years, people have posted decorations from wherever they're living to us in East Wall, and we put those decorations on the tree.
Okay, and now it's going to be lit by Tony Kelly, and he chaired the Residents Association for how long?
That's right, for 22 years Tony chaired the Residents Association, but Tony, that's not the only community work that he does in East Wall. He does work with the East Wall Water Sports, and like his father Alfie before him, Tony dedicated his life to community work.
Mm-hmm. It's great to see, a lot of communities have come together because of what's been happening financial-wise, economy-wise over the past few years, but East Wall has always been a very, very strong community.
Absolutely. We've always had a very strong force of community volunteers in East Wall, and as you said, in the present economic climate, it's more important than ever because we are so reliant on volunteer workers. And fortunately, in East Wall, we've never had a shortage of them.
Mm-hmm. I was down there, I remember, a few years ago at the community centre, a senior citizens gig we were having down there, and it was absolutely wonderful, and a lot of young people in there helping out.
Oh, that's right, because that's something that we have pushed in East Wall, that to get the young and the old together, and they share things. We've had various events over the time where, say, the old age pensioners would share their games with the young children from the local school, and the young children would teach the old age pensioners their games. And we have a lot of interaction between the OAPs and the children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that's very important because, especially now coming, it looks like we're going to have a cold winter again this year, that we have, that there's, with the interaction between the old age pensioners and the young children, you find friendships form. And the children look after the old people,
mm-hmm.
and in turn they can learn a lot from them. So it's a very good initiative, and it's worked very, very well.
And it continues, and way may continue well into the future. Now we're going to talk about the Rising Stars. Now, after a hiatus of 40 years, but tell me about you. After 40 years, they're coming back, but it's for one night only. But tell me about the origin of it. What was it like? I mean, they played in the RDS beside ABBA and all like that. So tell me about them, the Rising Stars.
That's right. It was a local priest in East Wall, Father Hammond, who set up a choir, a children's choir, the Rising Stars, and it developed from that. It started small and grew, but they became very well known in Ireland, and they won festivals all over the country. And when ABBA were coming to Ireland to do a concert in 1979, they were chosen to back ABBA on stage in the RDS. But eventually it was the children's choir, but as the girls grew up and then the priest moved on to a different parish, mm-hmm. it just disappeared, it fell apart. So the girls are girlettes, whatever you want to call it. They've come back together this year after almost 40 years, and they're going to sing the Christmas carols for us this year.
Okay, they're doing the Christmas carols this year, but what originally the sort of stuff did they do? Do you remember?
Well, they did. They didn't do, Father Hannon will tell you, they didn't do any pop songs. Okay. He didn't like that. But they're singing some of the old Rising Stars classics, like Whispering Hope was one of theirs. And I don't know if you remember the new Secret song, I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing.
Oh, great, yeah, it's terrific.
So they're doing some of their old Rising Star songs. And would you believe that the girls went into rehearsals and could remember all their harmonies? Like, it was as if they had just sung yesterday.
Terrific. Absolutely.
Fantastic.
And only getting together for one night only.
Well, we'll see, because they haven't been. Maybe it's the start of something good.
I was going to say that maybe some of the younger kids will see this and say, oh, that's a great history there. Maybe we'll revitalise it and bring it back and start
Absolutely.
Off a new choir.
Well, we're kind of hoping. The girls are saying it's one night only, but we're hoping that we'll get something going with it again.
Okay. And listen, to the East Wall Tree of Remembrance you mentioned there, where is it situated?
It's situated, it's the junction of Church Road and East Road on a hill that's locally known as Johnny Cullen's Hill, and there's a little park there, the Sean O'Casey Park, and the tree is in there.
Okay.
Now, we filmed the event and we put it up on YouTube.
Very good.
And at the end, the closing of the event is that we wish East Wallers all around the world a very happy Christmas. So the video then is put up on YouTube, and I needn't tell you, there's tears shed all over the world when people see it. And it's nice for East Wallers to see their name on the tree in East Wall for Christmas. Mm.
And I suppose there's lots of people, the diaspora, as you were saying, that's away. A lot of them would have children, which be the other people's grandchildren or great-grandchildren, who've probably never been to Ireland, and that's where the tears will come from, and maybe make them curious, and they'll be coming home.
Absolutely. We're actually very honoured this year. We have a gentleman from East Wall. He's 87 years of age, and he left East Wall when he was 18, Mr. Boxwell. And his son is bringing him. He hasn't been back to East Wall since he was 18. He's 87 now.
Wow.
And he's coming back for the switching on of the lights.
59 years. That's a long, long time.
Yeah. Isn't it fantastic?
It's absolutely fantastic, Ari. I mean, you're having all you can see all over the papers is the gathering, and you're having your own little gathering there for years down in East Wall.
We've been doing it for years. It's nothing new to us in East Wall.
Maybe that's where they got the idea from.
Indeed, it could be. We have a page on Facebook for the East Wall community and diaspora.
Okay, and if people,
and it's great that you keep in touch. The connection is still there.
Okay, and if people look it up, just look up EWRA, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, Angela, it's been a pleasure talking to you again, and congratulations to yourself, Vice President there, or Vice Chairperson, busy time all year round. You're going all
absolutely.
The year round.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Which is great, because sometimes a lot of committees get together for different occasions, but you're going all the year round.
Well, we're going all the year round, and we've had some big ones, say, like with the campaign against the Dart Underground and things like that, where mm-hmm. we've to work extra hard, but we're still there and we're still going strong.
Okay, Angela, listen, congratulations to yourself and everybody down there, and send my best wishes to everybody, and I'll try and get down and have a look at the tree
sometime over Christmas.
Thanks, Angela.
No, you'd be very welcome. We have mulled wine, mince pies and our Christmas carols. And if anyone wants to feel true community spirit, East Wall is the place to be at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Well, I'm yours for the mince pie. There's no doubt about that. I absolutely loved them. Thank you very much, Angela.
Thank you very much, Noel. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. And that's Angela Broderick, and she's the voice person of the East Wall Residents Association. And do go down there and have a look at it. It's absolutely terrific. It's a great idea. That's the tree of the East Wall. I have to give it its proper title, the East Wall Tree of Remembrance.